An ordinary early morning of a workday. Lin Yu, 31, is a product manager at a smart hardware company in Shenzhen's Nanshan Science Park. At 6:50 a.m., when the alarm rang for the third time, he finally lifted his head off the pillow. The sky outside was still gray-blue, and downstairs the breakfast shop had just rolled up its shutter. You could hear the frying pan two buildings away. I wasn't actually afraid of the work back then. What I feared most was that single moment of leaving the house, Lin Yu told me later. He lives in Longgang and works in Nanshan, separated by the entire city's morning rush hour. On the map it reads 28 kilometers from door to desk. In reality, it often swallows more than 2 hours of his day. Commuters like him number in the millions in Shenzhen. According to the 2023 China Major Cities Commuting Monitoring Report by the National Bureau of Statistics, SCOPE, a sample survey covering dozens of major cities and millions of commuters, the average one-way commute in first-tier cities is about 41 minutes, and those with a super-long commute, over 60 minutes one-way, make up about 12% of the population. That means, out of every 8 office workers, one spends more than 2 hours on the road every day. What makes Lin Yu's story interesting is this: 3 months ago, he neither changed jobs nor moved, yet he compressed his nearly 2-hour 20-minute daily round trip to just over an hour. He got one thing right: he redefined commuting from time that gets consumed into time he could fill in himself. How commuting quietly eats your day. The first mechanism is fragmentation. Commuting splits a complete day in half: the panic before leaving, the fatigue on the road, the buffer after arrival. The long uninterrupted blocks you can actually control become fewer. You think you have plenty of time, but it has all been cut into fragments. The second mechanism is cognitive load. When you check the route map while replying to work messages on the subway, your brain keeps switching tasks. Psychology calls this switching attention residue. Every jump leaves an invisible tax, and by the time the truly important work begins, you have already paid for unrelated distractions. The third mechanism is emotional depletion. Crowding, traffic jams, and lateness anxiety drain your emotional budget in advance. By the time you sit down facing the key task, you are already at half charge, and the morning that should be clearest is instead most easily dragged down by trivialities. Public research supports this intuition. For example, the 2008 analysis by Stutzer and Fry, based on the German socioeconomic panel, SCOPE, a national longitudinal survey, pointed out that each additional 20 minutes of one-way commute corresponds to a drop in subjective well-being roughly equivalent to a 19% pay cut. This is an illustrative magnitude, used to show how large the cost is, not a precise conclusion. The point is not to make you quit, but to remind you, the real cost of commuting is far greater than the minutes on the surface. The first principle of time compression. The most common misconception is to treat commuting as blank time that must be endured. So people scroll short videos, doze, or zone out on the vehicle. The time does pass, but nothing is left, and the next day starts from zero again. A closer to truth view is this: commuting is a stretch of time that is already occupied, but whose content you can fill in. Compression does not make the physical distance shorter. You cannot move home or office. It raises the effective utilization rate of this stretch. Let us give this concept a clear definition. Commute effective utilization rate equals duration of valuable tasks completed during commute divided by total commute duration. Most people's rate is below 20%, while a reasonable target after restructuring should be set above 60%. The model below reorganizes this gray time into three clear, active windows. It is not chicken soup, it is a checklist you can execute line by line, starting tonight. Professional analysis, a data model and comparison experiment for commute time compression. We name this method the three-window time restructure, TTR. It splits one complete commute into three segments. Window A is pre-departure preparation, 10-minute, window B is in-transit deep or light tasks, depending on transport mode, and window C is a 5-minute wrap-up after arrival. Each segment has a clear action, they do not overlap or idle, and each maps to a recordable number. Its difference from the traditional approach can be shown by a comparison. The traditional single-destination model only cares about how to arrive faster, betting everything on the one variable of faster. Once there is a traffic jam or transfer delay, it collapses entirely. TTR shifts the goal from arrive faster to produce more. So even if you are 10 minutes late on a given day, that day's effective output does not go to zero. Here is a set of real case data, an illustrative case, parameters taken from Lin Yu's 3-month self-records before TTR. Average daily total commute was 138 minutes, of which effective output was only 18 minutes. A utilization rate of about 13%. After adoption, average daily total commute was 122 minutes. Effective output rose to 78 minutes, a utilization rate of about 64%. Roughly, this equals about 5 hours of controllable time earned back each week. Note that this is an individual record. The magnitude is for demonstration and does not represent a general conclusion. To actually make the model run, you need actionable metrics. Commute effective utilization rate greater than or equal to 60%, in transit passive phone scrolling duration less than or equal to 15 minutes per day, no extra 30-minute recovery needed after arrival. If all three are met for 2 consecutive weeks, the model is considered initially working and can enter a stable phase. Execution checklist, 2-week launch version Monday, use a memo to record the TI.